This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank killed a Hamas commander and four others on Saturday, the militant group's media reported, and the Israeli military said it had killed four more gunmen in a separate airstrike. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The Israeli military said the first airstrike hit a vehicle near the city of Tulkarm, targeting a militant cell it says was on its way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad groups claimed the other four men involved there as its fighters. Hours later, a second Israeli strike targeted another group of armed militants who Israel's military says had fired on troops. It added that forces had killed four more gunmen in that strike, during what it described as a counter-terrorism operation in Tulkarm. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five men had been killed in the first strike, and news agency Wafa said four people died in the second. Region-wide tensions soared this week after Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran on Wednesday. Israel neither claimed nor denied responsibility for the incident.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Russia reports Ukrainian drone barrage on its regions, and Kyiv says it hit an airfield. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Russian officials say Ukrainian forces targeted multiple Russian regions overnight with a massive drone barrage. Russia's defense ministry said its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 75 drones over several regions near the Ukrainian border and in the Ryazan region deeper inside Russia. Ukraine's general staff said its forces struck an airfield in Morozovsk, hitting ammunition depots with guided air bombs, as well as fuel depots in various Russian regions. In the Oryol region, two drones crashed into a residential high-rise building, causing a brief fire, according to the local governor.